Can someone with mental illness hear from God and be healed?
Does Jesus' sacrifice free us from the health curses we inherited from our parents and grandparents?
If you're wondering what the Bible has to say about these questions and more, keep watching. I'm Ruben Coarrubias.
And I'm Nkosi Plummer. Bible Help Desk starts now. Welcome to Bible Help Desk. Man, it feels so good to be here. Ruben, I know you have a full-time job. Mm. I know you've been busy with a young family. What keeps you coming?
Well, Nkosi, I also gain insight and knowledge from the questions that are submitted from our viewers. Mm. Just being an advocate for them and learning from the panelists that we have every week, I find joy and I find insight myself. So I just keep coming back to learn more.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I'm so glad that Bible Help Desk exists to help us find not just the answers, but also God behind them all. If you're watching and thinking, hey, I have a question I'd like to have answered from the Bible, we want to hear it. Mm. You can send it by calling 833-BIBLE-HD and leaving us a voicemail. Or you can send in a text to that same number. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can message us here at Bible Help Desk Show. You can also drop us a message via email or through our website at hopetv.org/BibleHelpDesk. Where possible, do leave us an email so we can contact you back. So, Ruben, I saw the questions and I feel like this is going to be a very interesting show.
And answering today's questions, first we have Dr. A.J. Groeschel. Dr. Groeschel came to us from Brazil and currently pastors in Waynesboro, Virginia. He also teaches philosophy, theology, and law at the Washington Adventist University. He holds a Ph.D. in ethics and systematic theology, and also a J.D. specializing in corporate law and governance. Dr. Groeschel, thank you so much for being here with us today.
It's my pleasure. Great to be here.
And we also have Pastor Vince MacIsaac. Pastor Vinny has pastored in Northern Virginia for the past 11 years and is currently leading a church in Vienna, Virginia. He comes from a social work background and is currently pursuing a doctorate in ministry at Fuller Theological Seminary. It's so great to have you here, Pastor Vinny.
Great to be with you again today.
Well, I want to open up the Word of God in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. There it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." I love this verse because it just gives us a different mindset and view into God's point of view of how he handles and deals with us with love. He truly wants us to be with him. He truly is patient with us. And so as we go through daily trials, as we go through our lives, understand that God is there with us. He is patient with us. And ultimately, he wants to be with us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the promises that we see in your word. And as we open up your word now and dive in, as we answer questions, may you guide this conversation. May you guide our panelists as they also answer these questions, Lord, and all our viewers, that they may hear the Holy Spirit. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Nkosi, I'm excited. What is our first question?
I'm very excited as well. We have a question from Nadia. And she asked, "Can someone with a mental illness hear from God and be healed?" Mm. It's a very interesting question because I know that a lot of people deal with different health concerns, absolutely, especially in this day and age where mental illness is such an important topic.
Yes.
So, Pastor Vinny, what does the Bible have to say about this?
By the way, it's just a great question. I just want to thank our person who wrote it, because I have a real passion for this question. I would like to think about 3 John 1, verse 2, which says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, that it may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along." Mm. And the reason I really like this passage to think about this problem is because John seems to be tying this idea of God's will being for your overall health, and your overall health including your whole soul, your whole being, your whole body. Mm-hmm. And really, the brain is a part of your body. We think about our emotions, we think about our mental health, and our emotional health as being separate, but they're really the same organism, right? And if we do not care for our body, like I gotta get my steps in every day. I may not like getting my steps in, but I have to do that discipline. And so if my brain is sick, if my mind is sick, I have to take treatment, right? So I think about it this way. There will be a time when there'll be complete healing. The Bible says in Revelation 21, there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sickness. But until then, if I have cancer, or if I have diabetes, or if I have the flu, I have to take medical treatment. I think the same is true if I have anxiety, or depression, or bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. I think I have to take medical treatment because my brain is a part of my body. And therefore, you know, if it's cognitive therapy or medical testing or even medical intervention, it's a part of this expectation God has that I care for my whole soul, my whole being. So yes, you can be healed from any physical ailment, but you also must participate in cooperation along with your faith with treatment.
Thank you, Pastor Vinny, for that biblical and practical advice from the Bible on mental health. Dr. Grishel, do you have anything to add to mental health in relation to what the Bible says about it?
Yeah, Pastor Vinny was right on. This is why we love it so much to have this opportunity and a platform for us to discuss these topics from a biblical perspective, because, well, all in all, like one in every five American adults have and live with mental illness. One in four, according to World Health Organization, have some sort of mental issue that they're dealing with right now. So being vulnerable enough to come forward and discuss this topic and search for help is really important. And the Bible, one of the reasons I really love the Bible, the book of God, is that it does not hide away those issues. For example, in Psalm 88, verse 3, you have this clear observation from someone who is struggling. For my soul is full of troubles and my life draws near the grave. The question is, can someone in that mental state and illness hear God? Biblically, yes, most certainly. Take a good look at this other promise, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts, all of our hearts. So the same power that was available in creating the world, bringing nothing or something out of nothing, he can reach out to the heart of anyone who might be dealing with different health issues. And when it comes to healing, so we can hear, biblically speaking, yes, anyone who with mental illness, that is not a challenge for God. He will reach that person however they might receive God's revelation to them. And then the promise that comes along with all of that is a promise of healing. And the Bible clearly states it, that when Jesus comes back at the end there, verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in your body. And that's the hope that we have. And all of us will be healed. God will always heal his people, either instantaneously by a supernatural intervention through a process that will take some learning, teaching, different changes and habits, but finally when Jesus comes back again. So yes, you can hear anyone with mental illness who is not even able to grasp cognitively any limitations. They can hear the voice of God. God can reach them where they are, and there is hope for perfect healing when Jesus comes back.
Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Dr. Grishel. There's so much to unpack there.
Yeah.
Really, you know, absolutely. I'm thinking about the verse where it says, if he keeps their mind stayed on me, then I will give them peace,
yes,
you know, in the Bible. And just understanding that God can heal. Mm. I love how you said God can heal instantaneously But the truth is, there is also a process involved in that as well.
Absolutely.
So just thank you so much, both Pastor Vinny and Dr. Grishow, for your answers. Ruben, do we have another question here?
Yes, we do. We have another question, that came to us, and it says, are we free from the health curses of our parents / grandparents because we are Christians? When I fill out in a family medical history questionnaire at the doctor's, should I not answer truthfully because aren't I free from these diseases as a result of Jesus' blood sacrifice? Wow, we have a two-part question here as to maybe the generational passing on of diseases, but also believing in the sacrifice of Jesus, which we all believe in. So, Pastor Vinny, I want to start with you when it comes to this question. Someone who fully believes in Jesus' sacrifice, as we all do, but what does that mean for us when it comes to diseases and how we fill out this questionnaire at the doctor's office?
Yeah, so I fully believe that Jesus' blood redeems us. I fully believe that we are free of the curse, but I'm not convinced that God was ever in the business of cursing us. Mm. It seems to me God was always in the business of blessing us. Mm. And if we think about Genesis 3, verse 17, when the curses and blessings are being handed out, in Genesis 3:17, to Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate of the fruit of the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through pain and toil, you will eat food. And the thing I want to highlight about this verse, from it all the days of your life, but the thing I want to highlight from this verse is God's cursing the ground. Like, he's not aiming his curses at people. Life will be hard. There will be consequences of our actions, but God is in the business of blessing us, not cursing us. And so when Jesus says in John 10, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly, I think this is Jesus saying, I've come to bless you, not curse you. And yet, even Jesus faced a physical death. Mm. And so I don't think we can extrapolate the idea that there's no physical consequences, regardless of cursing and blessing. Mm.
Thank you for pointing us in that direction of the positivity of God blesses us, yet we can still see that obviously in this world, we still have diseases and we still have those physical ailments. So Dr. Groeschel, I want to turn to you here with this question now. We've all filled out these surveys. We've all feel that we are blessed by God and approved as a sacrifice, as a doctor, as Pastor Vinny has stated. So we're still sick, right? That's not taken away.
Yeah, definitely not. And Jesus had to deal with this idea and mindset of the curses that was so prevail in his time. And he debunked a lot of people's thoughts in relation to curses. Mm-hmm. In John chapter 9, the gospel, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And then in verse 2, and his disciples asked him, saying, that was the mindset, Rabbi, who sinned? Who's cursed here? This man? Or his parents, that he is born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. So Jesus makes it clear that we cannot jump to any fast conclusions when we're dealing with suffering and pain. Mm. Contrary to that prevailing mindset of his time, Jesus breaks that curse chain of a direct correspondence between health condition with individual responsibility. Neither this man nor his parents were responsible, the ultimate responsible for that. And listen to this, health is not the evidence of goodness, just as sickness is not the evidence of sin. Mm-hmm. When it comes to curses in the spiritual level, right? It is also clear to us that we do not inherit genetic predisposition. We do inherit genetic predispositions to the development of certain diseases, but that should not speak of our character, but instead it speaks of our desperate need for healing and transformation. So yes, you are free from the spiritual condemnation of sin in Christ, but not yet free of the individual and collective consequences of a world that is in rebellion against God.
So, and it really should be very simple for us to understand. Fish cannot live much long outside of the water. So we also cannot live outside of the origin of life.
Yeah.
Now, in respect to your moral duty to be truthful in everything that you do, including filling out medical history charts, Jesus has also said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, that your word should always be yes in what is factually true and no to whatever is not. So always speak truth.
Thank you so much, Dr. Groeschel, in that clarity there, so that we can remind our viewers that Jesus did die and he did rise again, and that sacrifice does forgive us of our sins. But yet we still live in this sinful world with diseases, and as you mentioned, that can be passed down, and those are still with us. That's not what Jesus was here. He was there focusing on our sins. Thank you so much for that.
Wow. Reuben, I'm here just thinking about faith.
Mm.
And practicality and spirituality, just with these health answers in relation to the Bible, yeah. You know?
Absolutely.
And if you want to dig deeper into the Bible on your own, we provide free Bible studies. You can visit our digital Bible study portal at Hope Study, or if you would like to receive Bible studies through the mail or even in person, just give us a call and leave us your mailing address. We'll be right back with more questions and answers after these messages, so don't go away.
Welcome back. Bible Help Desk is here to answer your questions from the Bible. If you have a Bible question you'd like answered, you can go ahead and text us your questions or call us and leave us a voicemail at 833-BIBLE-HD. You can also message us via our Facebook or Instagram accounts or visit our website at hopetv.org/BibleHelpDesk.
Today, our panelists answering your questions are Dr. Groeschel and Pastor Vince MacIsaac.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into our next question.
Let's do it.
Our question comes in from Stephanie, and it says, what is the best way to read through the Bible? Well, Stephanie, I love this question because it shows that our viewers truly want to embrace the Bible and learn more from it. So, Pastor Vinny, I want to start with you in this great practical question. What is the best way? Do we start at the beginning? Is there somewhere in the middle? One of these letters at the end of the Old Testament? What can we tell Stephanie?
Yeah, this is an excellent question, very pragmatic and one close to my heart, you know, because I believe like all scripture is great to read and there's many great ways to do it. The best way to do it is the way that gets you in front of the Bible daily and that you don't burn yourself out on. Now, sometimes we think it's a race and we try to go from Genesis to Revelation, but is that the best way? I just have a few suggestions today. One, we slow down. Read the Bible a little bit slower. We don't see it as a race where we got to go from page one to the last page. Two, pray and reflect while you're reading the Bible. Get something out of it. Make it a connection moment, not a marathon. Three, my favorite suggestion. Consider reading it by authors. Remember, the Bible's a library, not one book. Have you considered reading everything John wrote, or everything Moses wrote, or everything Paul wrote in segments, rather than going book by book, chapter by chapter? Also, consider that Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing. Why not listen to the Bible while you're going for a walk, taking a jog, incorporate it in the car? Those are some of my simple suggestions.
Well, I love these, Pastor Vinny. These are great. I was writing them down myself, and I really like this one about the authors. I had not thought of that before. I might take that up myself. Thank you so much for those suggestions for our viewers. Dr. Groeschel, I want to turn to you. What other suggestions can we have here of when it comes to read the Bible? Pastor Vinny started us off well.
Man, I loved it, really. I love Pastor MacIsaac. He has such an insight towards God's word and such a personal experience, right? And I believe that within those tips and those ideas that he shared, Luke chapter 24, verse 27, gives us a very important hint as to the motive behind what we're doing, right? In the beginning, as Jesus was sharing with his disciples, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expounded. Here's the point, right? He expounded to them in all of scriptures the things concerning himself. Mm. That's the part, that's the essential part. If you forget everything, look into this library in a beautiful way, trying to identify how Jesus is revealing himself to you. Start with Jesus. Most contemporary biblical scholars will say that you should always focus and try to understand that there are three simple contexts when you're reading and studying the Bible. The first one we usually call the close context, the original language, the historical context, the original audience. It's become commonplace now to hear a phrase that goes like this: the Bible was written for us, but not to us. It is very important for you to understand that difference so that you can apply the principles in a balanced, accurate way today. The second context would be a continuing context, the overall context of the book or the session. And I love the idea of going by author because you can see some coherence going throughout that narrative. And finally, the complete context, the overall narrative of the Bible, what we call the canonical context, which will present the entire storyline of the Bible that is about Jesus. I personally would start with the Gospels, maybe with Mark, and then Matthew, Luke, and probably John, right before transitioning to Genesis and following the storyline of how the promises that were made in the Old Testament are completely fulfilled in the New Testament. And as someone wisely said before, the New Testament is the Old Testament concealed, just as the old is in the New Testament revealed. So pick up your Bible.
Thank you so much, Dr. Groschel. I just love this view here, especially I was hearing you say when we need to identify Jesus as we're reading. And I hope that our viewers, especially Stephanie, who sent this in, as you read the Bible, whichever way you choose and is best for you, that you can truly identify Jesus and have that relationship with him. Thank you so much. Well, and Jose, what's our next question?
So our next question is actually a text, and it says, explain Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. Does this mean that our kids, regardless of their lifestyle, will be saved as long as we believe this text? Dr. Groschel, what do you have to say about this question, or what does the Bible have to say about this question?
So let's get to that text, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 24 and 25. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you. And here comes the center of the message here. And I will save your children. And the question is, will God save our children regardless of their lifestyle? So in short, no. Not regardless of their lifestyle. God will never force anyone into salvation, new heavens, and new earth against their will or against their choice. So let's take a look at that famous context, right? We were just talking about Isaiah chapter 49. So in Isaiah, we have this section where God is reaffirming his love for his people, that he has not forgotten them ever, and he promises to rescue them from captivity. And a very cool thing that happens here is that God in his traditional and even some sort of a humorous tone, he brings up some rhetorical questions like verses 15 and 16 of the same chapter. Can a woman, a mother, forget her child who is nursing and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Even if that very unlikely situation happens, God says, I will not forget you. I have you written on the palms of my hand. And on chapter 50, verse 2, which is within the same section of study, God asks once again, rhetorically, is my hand shortened at all that I cannot redeem? Have I no power to deliver you? So, but right on verse 3, God introduces a distinction between corporate Israel and the servant Israel. That part of Israel who has chosen to serve the Lord, to trust him. That is actually the whole point of the chapter and this section. with the answer that comes on verse 23, Isaiah 49, 23, and the last part, for they shall not be ashamed. Who? The ones who trust in me. The Hebrew word here, kavah, the ones who have hope, the ones who put their entire weight over God. So what God is really looking for us as a people is that we will learn and decide to trust in him. After all, it is biblical to believe that we are all predestined in Christ for salvation, but we still have to choose to receive that gift and allow that gift to change us. So the choice will always be ours to make. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24 reminds us that when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, shall he live? Once again, that's just fish out of the water. There's no life there.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Grishow, for that answer. I'm here just inspired and thinking about freedom and how Christ and his love and his kindness and his goodness just wants his people to be free. To be free, but not only free, but free in him, because that's where true freedom is. So just thank you so much for that answer. And I also want to thank you, Pastor MacIsaac, for your answers as well. We really appreciate you guys for being on the show. So thank you so much.
Well, and Cozy, what a great show we've had. And I hope that our viewers that have been watching us have been able to dive into God's word as we answered these questions, as we searched a little bit more. I know myself, I learned a lot myself on this episode. So I hope that as they go through the word, as they go through the Bible, not only as they read it, not only do they learn more, but as we talked about today, they see Jesus. Mm. They truly see Jesus and are able to start that relationship with him. Amen. So if you are a viewer that's watching us and you still have questions, remember that you can send us those questions either by calling or leaving us a voicemail. You can also text us. You can get on Facebook and on Instagram. I also want you to encourage you to check out our webpage at hopetv.org/BibleHelpDesk and also get on YouTube. There you can see answers to previously asked questions from previous episodes and learn so much more about the Bible. Again, we want to thank you so much for joining us. Take care and God bless.